Let's go! Episode 44? Mm-hmm. Or 43? 44. 44. Let's go. 11 times 4. 44. Let's go. So how you been?
I've been good.
I'm tired. I'm out of it. You?
We're good.
You just been good?
Yeah, we're good. Chilling. Saying we're good after we just had a whole 30-minute conversation about how good we're not doing.
That's true. I'm over here talking about how, like, I feel like I'm spacing out right now. Sebastian's talking about how, like, he's smashing some guy right now.
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, my bad. Yes. He's smashing some good puss. So he said, I don't know.
Good puss. That's funny. That word's funny.
Puss?
Puss.
I remember in middle school, someone called me a chode, and I was like, what the heck does that even mean?
Chode, yeah. I remember chode.
What does it mean?
It's like a cerote.
Sausage?
No, cerote, like a poop.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you're so confident with it that I thought.
Yeah,
it was
now I'm doubting myself, so I'm sorry.
That's funny.
Sorry, I'm not perfect. Hey, audience.
Hi.
This is Brian. We never do that. You know, like other podcasts,
oh,
they do that.
Oh, we never introduce ourselves. Nah. We're just like, hey, y'all, how y'all doing?
No, you already know who we are.
You already know, and nobody knows who we are.
And nobody knows who we are.
Wait, okay, can we talk about a few things though?
Yeah, what's up?
Can we talk about how we keep losing followers on TikTok? We went from like 10k to like 9,000.
I haven't even looked.
We went down like.
Well, it's because we haven't posted since like...
We haven't posted anything.
Since like January.
Come on.
content creator over here.
Content creator, come on. You're
supposed to help me out, remember?
Oh, but the anime content. Oh, that's coming out every day.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because I'm earning a lot of money from that.
Can I be honest, though? It's good.
Thank you. I really appreciate
Wait,
it.
Wait, hold on. You're getting a lot of money from it?
Yeah.
So then screw the podcast? Because it's not making money? Interesting.
Well, it's because, you know, I put in all the work and someone doesn't help me. I got him good, huh?
No, you didn't, because guess what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to go to sleep real good.
I told him, give me some highlights for
that. I gave him literally one.
I gave you one.
He was like, can I be honest?
Wait, I want to say this real quick. I'm surprised he didn't even tell me I didn't listen to it yet. Give me some time.
Well, that's what I was going
to say.
When he told me, hey, do you have some time? I was like, yeah, of course. I went to Spotify and like, I skipped a few and I was like, this sounds funny. And I was like, hey, this is
time's up. It's funny because... I can't listen to our episodes anymore. I feel like I'm like...
Not like it anymore? Like if you don't want
to... No, I like it. It's that I just don't want to listen to myself talk.
Okay. What is it though?
I don't know. I just don't want to listen to myself talk.
That's funny. Okay. That's a weird shift of energy.
It just happens. Mm-hmm. It's because like I will listen to it back and back and mm-hmm. back and back. Why are you laughing over there?
Come on, audience. You got something to say?
The two audience members over here.
The two audience members? They're loyal. Though.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Say it to our face. Don't go behind our backs.
You guys are being pretty awkward right now.
We're being pretty awkward. It's because we're tired.
I think we're tired. I guess I feel awkward.
Nah, I'm just tired.
But I'm
handsome, so it's okay.
Well, I have a few things I want to go over today.
Yeah. Like a teacher?
I was going to say... Oh, the presidential candidate.
Uh-huh.
I forgot her name. Let me switch her up. Talk about something while I switch her up, because I forgot.
So me and Sebastian were talking, and Sebastian was talking about how he met this guy on Instagram, and I guess he was Cuban, and I guess he really likes Cubans right now. Huh?
Venezuela.
Oh, I was just joking around. I was making up a story.
Anyway, I found that. Her name is Mary Ann Williamson.
That sounds white. Is she white?
I have no clue.
She looks hella white.
She looks kind of scary. But anyway... I'm really excited for her to run.
Why?
She's giving me a really good vibe. She was a teacher. She's published 14 books.
14 books? That's mm-hmm. a good amount.
She's a professor. She was a professor, or mm-hmm. is, I'm not too sure. But the downside is that she doesn't have any political experience. But neither did Trump.
That's true.
And he won.
What's it called? How'd you hear about her?
TikTok. But like, she doesn't even have 1 million on Instagram. Like, she's just growing. But, like, everybody's, like, honestly, this is kind of, like, what we need. Mm. I just burped. I'm sorry.
You're okay. I didn't even see anything.
Sorry, I burped before I started.
I mean, that's what they said about Bernie Sanders, and he didn't make it.
Yeah, but you know what? Bernie Sanders was more of a...
old guy.
I understand why he didn't win.
Why didn't he win?
Because he was very socialist.
What's wrong with being socialist?
Socialist is a lot, like, leading countries that are... Well, I don't know. I don't want to say confident. Uh-huh. And then, like... get dragged through the mud for it.
Well, you're a teacher, so people are gonna drag you. People are gonna drag you because they're gonna be like, he doesn't know what a socialist is.
Did you vote?
I didn't vote.
You didn't vote?
No, I just kind of did vote. So and I made her vote, too.
Nice. Who did you vote?
Oh, yeah, she didn't vote this year. I voted.
Nice. Do you regret voting for Biden?
No, it's whatever.
I don't regret voting for him, but...
You're not going to vote for him?
I'm not voting for him again. Mm-hmm. He's out. And he's almost 100.
Approval?
What? No.
100?
Age.
Oh.
He's like 80-something.
No way he's that old.
I swear.
You're a liar.
I'm not lying.
He's like 73.
No, Brian, no, he's not.
Why do you look like that?
How old is... Damn, he's 80 years old.
That's crazy.
He's going for 81.
I did not know he was 80.
Why is there an 80-year-old as our leader?
Honestly. Look, first of all, half the people that are in political power shouldn't even be in political power. But, you know, these old people want to keep staying on their jobs and getting their money.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. Do you know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is?
Yeah.
I want to suck her in the face so bad.
She looks like a White Ridge girl from, like, the suburbs or
something. Yeah, I want to suck her. Like, I really dislike her so much.
There was a video that, like, made me crack up. Joe Biden did, like, a State of the Union address. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to the people or whatever. And I guess he did, like, a little trick where he was talking about how we shouldn't take away Social Security or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. And then he flipped it on them.
And he flipped it on them. And he was like, okay, so that shouldn't be an issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, what just happened?
Yeah. It's so funny when Joe Biden speaks, though, because his words, I feel like he talks like me. Like, I feel like he fumbles his words.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. Fuck Joe Biden.
Honestly, at this point.
I don't care. I'm just kidding. Wait, what do you want to talk about? There's something you want to talk about.
Oh, I wanted to ask Elaine how she thinks about this. Ready? So there's this transgender that went from a male to female.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the... So you know how some brands, like... Like, Michael Jordan is the
face of Jordan.
I was legit going to say Nike.
Well, he is the face of Nike, but he has, like, his own shoes, like Jordan shoes. Yeah, Air Jordan.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Well, it's because Nike's our own Jordan shoes, and Jordan's just, like, the face of that.
Okay. So, this person...
Mm.
Transitioned in a matter of like less than a year or something. I don't have my facts right, so please don't drag me. But they recently like became famous for transitioning and doing all this stuff. They became the face of guess what?
Nike?
Of tampons.
Of tampons? A guy?
Does he have periods? Or does she have periods?
No, they can't.
No, it's a male to female.
They can't have periods. If they did, that's what they would be able to get pregnant.
I don't like that.
That is kind of weird.
Right?
That is
amazing. I agree. So then people were saying, wouldn't it make more sense to have cis women and transgenders male to female to male? Because female to male transgenders that get their periods.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that make more sense? Yeah. So there's a big uproar, like, why is this? Well, a lot of people are being rude, and they're being like, why is this man? They're like, why is this man? Like,
you look, you said, like, some, like, person that's really mad about it. Why is this man?
Why is this man with the... I'm kidding. Don't get dragged. But I love this person.
It's just a puss.
They're very sweet. From what it seems, they seem very sweet, but they're very... They annoy me, personally. But what do you think, audience?
I think that's...
intention but the right wrong action, maybe.
I would think so, just because they're forcing every transgender that's transitioning male to female to be in like every picture to make them feel equal, which is not fair for the actual female community.
So she said, do you want to summarize what your wife said?
My baby mama says she hates people like that.
said,
shut up already. We do not care what you want. No, I'm just kidding.
And then I feel like transgenders, male, transitioning to female, they're saying like us weren't actual females, that we're not real females compared to them.
I don't know about that.
I agree.
You agree?
I agree, low key. For example, here's my intake.
Hmm.
I think male to female, I personally do see them as female, but let's be real. Male to females do not have periods.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's...
They have limitations.
It would be a little bit weird for me if I was a woman and I know I use tampons or pads or whatever to see someone who doesn't have that and doesn't know the pains, doesn't know the struggles, being the face and making hella money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? weird. At least for me.
I don't know why, but this reminds me of... have you seen South Park?
Episodes here and there.
So there's this character named Mr. Garrison. Mm-hmm. He changed from male to female. And he went to a supermarket, mm-hmm. and he was like, I can't wait to have my period. Where are the tampons at? Why are the tampons at? And then he bought his tampons, all that. And he's like, he talks to like some girl at a bar or something. He's like, hey, just between me and you girls, why am I not having my period? Why am I not having my period? And the other girl's like, you're probably pregnant. And then she thinks she's pregnant. And then she goes to the doctor, Mr. Garrison. Ms. Garrison. She's like, doctor, am I pregnant? And the doctor's like, you can't be pregnant. You don't have the female. Yeah. And he's like, what? Like, he gets mad.
Wait, what episode is that? I'm kind of interested.
I don't know, to be honest.
We should go back to doing reviews.
Of shows? I was low-key thinking about doing that after we watched the Mario movie, but you bailed on this.
I didn't bail on anybody, but yeah, we should definitely watch the Mario movie.
No, we already watched it.
I liked it.
Sebastian, the whole entire time I was watching it, well, I think I look at thinking about you.
Aww.
Because I was like, he's going to think this is cringy.
Yeah, he did.
It's because... yeah, I probably did.
Guys, I can't get this like thing out of my mind when we went to go watch Spider-Man No Way Home. Oh, and Sebastian said everything was cringy. And I'm over here like enjoying the movie, chilling. Like, even Elaine loved this movie. And she hates Spider-Man.
Oh, you're crying when
I know.
She did cry. Yeah. I remember hearing. I was like,
Sebastian's over here laughing.
I'm
like,
over here like, this is dumb. And then it all saw me.
Sebastian was like, this is what she gets.
Yeah, literally.
And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, I just thought it was cringy.
I don't know. Maybe you'll have a different take just because it's a kids movie.
I think Zendaya's. Well, actually, let me shut up. Because I'm gonna get dragged to him.
Oh yeah, I forgot he hates Zendaya for some reason.
I don't hate Zendaya.
Stop. She's black. I don't know why.
That's not true, Brian.
I'm just kidding.
Rude. I just think her acting is cringy.
I like Zendaya.
Okay. It's Zendaya. Is it Zendaya or Zendaya?
Zendaya.
Zendaya.
That's what I thought. She's really good in Euphoria, though.
Oh, yeah. She's good in Euphoria, yeah. I feel like that's
how her acting... Wait. So you said her acting was bad, but...
Well, let me reiterate. Her acting in that genre is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But her acting in, like, kid-friendly movies was not my favorite. Even when she wasn't like Shake It Off.
I was about to say that too. Shake It Up.
Shake It Up was not my favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that show.
Yeah, me neither. That's when Disney kind of started going.
Yeah. It was...
What do you think what was the last good Disney show?
Good Luck
the
Charlie.
The last Disney... That's what's up.
Hell yeah, pretty.
What about movie?
Movie?
The last good Disney movie.
High School Musical 3?
No. I disagree.
Camp Rock 2?
No. Oh, that's a good one. No, I think the last good one they made was Lemonade Mouth.
Ah,
the
I forgot about that one.
Soundtrack to Lemonade Mouth is
LA
just...
don't know about it.
I've never seen Lemonade Mouth.
Never seen it.
Have you seen Let It Shine?
Gross. No, I hate it.
You hate Let It Shine?
With
the guy from...
Jordan Sparks?
Yeah.
I love Jordan Sparks.
I'm telling you guys, Sebastian hate black people.
Right!
Let It Shine was an all African-American cast, and this man hates them.
How can I be racist if I have
my
friends?
I'm just kidding.
No, we're gonna get dragged.
Yeah, no, but for real, we're joking, guys.
No,
relax.
We're joking. Damn,
they're gonna be like, low-key, Brian's bringing us a good point.
No, you're not. And don't
Sebastian,
don't
the
gaslight.
One all African American movie and you hate it?
Don't gaslight the audience.
No, just kidding, it's a joke.
Have you seen The Woman King?
The Woman King?
The Woman King?
Never heard of it.
It's amazing. With Viola Davis.
What's it about?
A Woman King. A woman that's a king.
That was a good one.
You
know what's a good movie though?
What?
Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther's good.
That was a mood.
I thought he was trying to... The second one was alright.
I haven't seen the second one. I feel kind of like... I don't like superhero movies right now. Except Spider-Man. If Spider-Man came out, I'll watch that.
I think, yeah, Marvel's gone out home.
Yeah, I'm just
I haven't seen the new Thor. The new Ant-Man. I haven't watched it. I don't know. When you guys are done, when we're done with this, the first thing you need to do is watch Lemonade. The soundtrack is...
Nah, it was sad.
Song? Yeah, it's very
sad. It's sad. I don't want to watch it anymore.
What song do you like from there?
I think it was the last one.
Determinate. That's a good one. I like it when the girl is in the pizza shop. She's so gone. And then she like falls.
I don't remember.
It's so good.
She's a mom.
Oh, yeah. I was like, she's a mom.
She's a mom. Elaine's putting her son away, tucking him in, letting him sleep. It's crazy, Sebastian, because this kid, he cries. Like we haven't fed him. Like, we hit him. He just cries, like, so bad. And we're over here, like, we just fed you, like, 2 hours ago. Stop acting like we're killing you or something. Well, they're growing. I know, but he's fat.
He's not fat, Brian. He's a fat boy. Ethan, how do you feel about him saying he's fat?
I agree, he is fat.
Oh. He legit eats, like, he's a month. He's barely 2 months, and he's already, like, 4 ounces.
Because he's growing.
No, 6 ounces.
And it's going to keep going up. Because yeah, he's growing.
He's a fat boy.
Oh, he's so at cute. One point, like, he ate 4 ounces, and not even like 2 hours. You know how like 2 to 3 hours, mm-hmm. and that, like an hour later, he went. I was like, stop.
Stop. It's expensive.
One time he pooped, and the poop went all the way down his back.
Oh, and he's your kid.
And it was funny because it wasn't Elaine holding him; it was my mom. And mom was like, "What is this?"
She was like, "What is this?"
Him. I have this thing where I keep calling him it. It's just cause like when we didn't know the gender, I kept calling him it. So now I'm just used to calling him it.
I remember I really wanted
a girl.
I really wanted a girl so bad.
Me and Lane were both like, no girls around here. How about you? Yeah. All boy gang. All nuts. We wanted nuts.
Bro, Elaine, you wanted a boy too?
Yeah. Just
easier. The misogyny is just through the roof today.
I feel like they're just easier. Girls yeah. are sassy.
You think if like the U.S. became like China, where they said like only one child, there would be more boys than girls?
I feel like a lot of people are having boys. I recently saw another gender reveal that was a boy too.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And my sister just had a boy. My cousins all have boys. I only have out of like the 15 cousins I have, and they all have kids. There's only one girl.
One of Elaine's cousins is having a boy. I just saw someone reveal they're having a boy. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of boys.
Maybe that's why the world is shit.
Maybe. Maybe boys are the problem.
I mean, look at history.
Sebastian, do you hate lesbians?
Yeah, no comment.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say that.
Okay. I mean, I could be honest, but...
What's it called, guys? We know somebody that went to a club and they got jumped by someone that was trans.
Yeah.
You guys know them personally?
Yeah, we know that person.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We don't know what happened, but I guess she went to the bathroom. This one person, this trans guy? I don't remember if they were transitioning from a guy to a girl.
I don't know that information. They just said it was. It
was a transgender, either way.
They're like, I don't know what gender, but I got jumped.
it was probably a man because the way she got beat up.
Yeah,
she was pretty bad.
She looked pretty bad.
What are they to you guys, friend?
We don't want to say.
Oh, got it, okay.
But yeah, they got beat up, and we're like, dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, that sucks.
Do you think that's fair? Like, if it's like a guy transitioning to a girl fighting another girl?
You think it's a fair fight?
I don't know. I don't know. You don't think so?
No, because guys are obviously stronger than girls.
But then in your mind, people who transition are not women then.
Yeah, but okay. But the transformation isn't full yet, right?
Well, I don't even know.
Okay, I
don't know. It goes back to everything. It's a tricky like subject. Situation because I feel like if you were saying, well, it's not fair because at the end of the day, they're stronger because they were a guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, yeah, I don't know. You're right.
Seriously?
Yeah, it makes sense. Your logic makes sense.
Like, if I knew her history, maybe I would have been, like, different. Like, if I knew she was, like, taking whatever those drugs that make you to female or whatever.
I don't know, yeah.
What are they called? You know what they...
Testosterone?
I thought that was for males.
Oh,
Estrogen?
Estrogen, I think.
Estrogen? Is. Like, if I knew she was taking it for, like, a year or something, then I would be like, oh, it's fair. Cause
yeah, so is this a topic about transgenders? We're talking about transgenders for a bit. It could be a topic about transgenders.
I just wanted to bring it up.
Okay. No, yeah, we can, like... Because that's true. I don't know. It's just...
he has a bad habit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At least I had a decency to... Oh, Brian, I'm sorry. Brian's like... Bleh. Damn.
What's it called? This whole story reminded me of... back when me and Elaine worked at a gas station, there was this guy we knew, and this guy lived in the apartments behind our job, and the guy had a... Was it a husband or a boyfriend? You know what I'm talking about?
Was there something?
Yeah, he...
He comes in all the time?
Yeah.
To the laundry?
Yeah.
I think it was... He's ex-husband.
Okay, so this gay guy that we knew that came to our job, he lived in an apartment behind us, and he had a husband, and I guess the husband would stay at home, do what he has to do, and the guy would just go to work. Mm-hmm. And I guess the guy found out that his husband was sleeping with a transgender that would always come into QT and, like, steal stuff, all that.
The one that wasn't working.
Yeah.
Damn.
And, like, they were smashing and all that. And we were just over here like, ugh. Because this transgender was dirty, guys.
Oh, yeah?
They were homeless. They were addicted really? To drugs. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. And we were kind of shocked because, like, this guy had it, like, made. Like, the other guy was working. He was just at home.
Wow.
And we were just over here like, wow, okay. And, like, we would see this, like, transgender, like, all the time inside at work.
You know people are going to clock us for not saying these people. They'll be like, they keep fighting them at transgenders. Huh?
My dad?
That's him. Shit. All right, well, we got to go.
I think I'll never forget when people were saying, like, Sebastian's scared of my dad.
Oh, okay.
I was scared of my dad when I first saw him.
Really? Why? Yeah. What is it?
His face. He's like, he has a feel like he's stern.
Really?
Oh, wait, going back to the topic, because yeah, I ain't done sorry. Yet. I'm kidding. I feel like I would date a transgender.
You would date a transgender? Uh-huh.
I don't think I'm opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would it?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, interesting. What makes you say that? Come on, audience. Damn, the audience is really active today.
sorry.
No, we're good.
It's good, but I've never seen her jump into the conversation.
We should have a three.
I always said, like, she should be a part of the podcast, but she's
whoa. Not kidding. Oh, whoa, why did you say that?
Two straight opinions?
Yeah,
They're ganging up on the gay guy.
I can barely handle one motherfucker. I'm just kidding.
Sebastian's personality is so strong, I need someone else to help me.
Do you really feel like that?
No, it's a joke.
I don't know.
I love his personality.
Yeah. Aww,
Elaine.
I love your personality, too.
Nah, don't backtrack now. Don't backtrack now. Yeah, you should be part. Okay, wait. Speaking of, I just had 3 victory number ones at Fortnite.
Fortnite?
Yeah, yes, I still play Fortnite. Drag me.
I'm just kidding.
You know, we're talking to her nephews, and they're like, and I was like, you guys play Fortnite still? They're like, no, that's lame.
We don't.
It's crazy how, like, trends.
Yeah, trends are, yeah.
Fortnite used to be, like, top. Now it's just, like, whatever.
Cancel culture and trends are something that's, like, really fast moving.
You're gonna say something about transgender people. Oh,
what was I saying?
I would think you would date someone that's transgender just because I feel like you're open. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, right, I've seen you put a thumb up your butt before, and I'm just like,
you take something so innocent and just take it to the moon. 12 years of this. 12. Oh, I guess his birthday is today.
Who's?
S's mom.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Yeah. You wish I had a birthday? Birthday?
No. No? I did not. But I want to say something, though.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I should.
Do it.
She posted a big paragraph to her mom. She was like, I know you know that everybody knows that we don't have the best relationship. But I just want to say thank you for taking the time to get to know me. And I'm like, not me seeing this for the 4th year in a row. But anyway, happy for her. You know? Oh, your dad's pumping music.
I don't think that was my dad, baby.
No. Oh. Is that close though?
It's probably the neighbors or something.
I parked far.
Yeah, I saw you. I was like,
there's no parking.
Yeah, I was taking up everything.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to park with the neighbors because
yeah,
I don't want to get jumped.
They just shanked Sebastian.
Could you imagine? I just fucking get shanked out of nowhere. Like, damn.
Well, we live in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, we definitely do. Dude, do you know how bad it's gotten?
Elaine said it's getting bad.
It's getting horrible. Like, we're literally, like, this is not safe anymore.
Do you have the citizens up?
The what?
The citizens up? It's like...
Citizens. Okay, I hear the citizens. That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Right?
Sorry, I'm Mexican. My first language is Spanish.
You know what? Actually, you should join the podcast. Okay. Maybe it'll be good. Humble somebody a little bit.
I can't be humbled. You know why?
Why, Brian? Say the joke, Brian. Say the punchline.
I look, you said it pretty serious. I was like, I cannot be humbled.
Say it.
Oh, relax. Oh, my God.
Damn, audience. Audience, it says silence.
Silence.
So what happened was, we just came back from the Target, and I was opening the door, and Elaine was like, sometimes I look at you and I'm like, he's wearing makeup. Because I see how perfect your what is it called?
Eyebrows?
Eyelashes. How perfect my eyelashes are curled or whatever.
And the second you said that, his head just got.
Yeah.
Of course.
No, and I said, well, yeah, I'm handsome.
He's like, this is why I can't. What'd you say?
Oh, I legit looked there and I was like, you're the reason I get cocky.
Because I compliment a lot.
Okay, cute. I just think you need to be humbled a bit. I feel like we just both need, I feel like we both need, I, not me, not so much anymore, because I'm not as confident as I used to be, but I definitely think you're exclude, you ooze confidence. And I'm like, damn, that's how I used to be.
My mom was, my mom and Elaine were talking, and they were like, mom was like, Elaine, was Brian this cocky when you first met him? And Elaine was like, yeah, he was.
Yeah, a little more now, but yeah.
I've been cocky.
Do you think he's more cocky now, or just the same?
I think she's just around me more, so she sees it more.
Mm-hmm. But you were like that in middle school, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been like this forever. Too. The way he is in the podcast, he's like this 24/7, yo.
No. Maybe, I don't know. That's ESPN.
What's that?
You don't know what ESPN is?
Oh, it's a channel, but what do you, where did it do that? Oh, you have the app?
Yeah, I have the app. So it's like, it sends you notifications for your games.
I would like that, too.
Like,
that? You know, Lynn's into basketball now.
Really?
I've been hanging out with too much. I don't know.
I'm scared for you.
Like, he's singing. Like, I just start singing.
Peaches, 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 peaches.
Well, I saw it on TikTok.
Oh.
You're
whack. Yeah.
And he would have said that's cringe.
I actually liked that. I thought it was funny. When I first watched it, I was like, this is kind of funny.
You need to watch the movie. It's good.
Does Toad come out in it?
Yeah.
I love that.
Toad's pretty funny in the movie.
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't tell him.
Okay, okay. You know who's the voice of Donkey Kong?
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
No.
Yes.
Wait, Donkey Kong? No, who am I talking? Oh, Mario, sorry.
Chris Pratt.
I can't stand him.
Why? Because of Anna Faris?
Who's that? No, he's homophobic.
That's true.
Yeah, he's homophobic.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's because he supports Republicans, so people just assume he hates.
No, but I think he's made comments, I believe.
I think it's because he's religious. Something about his religion.
I don't know.
I forget, but people have been saying that. Like Chris Pratt said something like, "I'm not against gay people." Da, da, da. I don't know.
Sebastian, what's your second topic?
That's it. Oh, it was just Dylan, the tampon, the new face of tampon.
Mm-hmm.
We clearly came not excited about that, and then the new candidate. Okay. That's it. Oh, actually, never mind. That student that came up to me and said, you have a podcast?
Oh, yeah, what happened?
I literally pooped my pants.
Why?
Because I didn't want to be recognized in school, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But it makes sense why they saw it. I mean...
How did they see it?
He's like, well, you just... I was like... I tried playing it off like, oh, yeah, like, it's a good thing. What is a good thing?
Yeah.
But, like, he was like... Because I walked out and then I saw him and I was like, oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he turns around. He does, like a U-turn and he's like, Mr. C. He's like, you have a podcast? And I was like... Yeah. Mm. I was like, why? And then he's like, oh, I just saw it on TikTok. And I was like, oh, cool. I was like, did you like it? And then he's like, yeah. And he's like, you just popped up on my For You page. And I was like, okay. And then I just, like, walked away with my class. Because I was like, I didn't want him to get into, like, oh, what's up with the title? Or, like, oh, like, you're gay? You know what I mean? Like, and I just didn't want that.
That's pretty crazy that I popped up on his For You page.
Yeah.
Because we haven't posted at all.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I was like,
I don't know, the follower count is going down.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked, to be honest. I have not looked.
Well, let's look right now.
Let's look.
Who called me? Definitely.
You're booting?
Yeah. We have, 9,776.
You made it sound like we're down to like 9,000.
Well, from 10.1K, that's a lot. That's like 500 followers.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
It's not bad, but we still get like one notification here and there. Sorry, y'all. Somebody commented. Oh, no, they liked my comment.
Oh, that's crazy. Back in the days.
Back when you were committed to it.
Says the guy that has never
been able to get for the podcast. Brian, I'm joking. Yeah, I'm admitting it. We should get an editor. since it's such a burden, we should get an editor.
Low key, I wouldn't be against it. But who would edit our podcast? No, they do it for free. It's an internship. That's a joke.
You're gonna look at our Patreon like, with these numbers? Now,
nah, good. Nah. I'm not gonna get recognitions for this.
Yeah, I apologize to you. That might really stutter right there. That was a bad stutter. I mean, I'm like, I apologize.
I thought I heard a knock on the door.
I mean, I've apologized because I know it's pretty. I mean, I know I don't do shit. But you know what? Being coming here takes a lot out of me.
Guys, before we recorded this, he was like, I don't want to record the podcast today.
Look, he was in a pissy ass mood. I feel like the energy changed quite a lot because in the beginning, I'm not gonna lie, I was not wanting to do this.
I was like, it always happens like this though. Like we're like,
but like today was a lot though.
Like what?
Like I feel like you were very like that too. You're usually not like that, like. But today I definitely felt you being kind of like, I don't want to do this.
Well, it's because I'm sick, so like it hits me more.
Sorry.
Feel bad for the straight guy.
I'm gonna tell my sister. I'm like, sorry, I don't want to do anything after dealing with 32 kids for 8 hours, 5 days a week.
Well, I have one kid, and I have him all day. Just kidding.
But I was gonna say, I was like, I know damn well that.
Elaine's like,
Elaine's like, oh, let me check it real quick. Oh, he's so cute.
You think he looks like me or her?
I feel like in pictures, he looks a lot like you.
Oh yeah, bird.
But in person, I feel like he has a lot of resemblance to you.
Nah.
Brian, if I guess, like, I'm gonna be. Brian, come here now.
I almost died.
I'm gonna get fucking sick now. I just know it.
You have a bad immune system?
I feel like
Now that I work with kids, I do. I used to never get sick. Never.
Sebastian, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like after I got COVID and the flu, yeah. I've been getting like sick and like it's worse. Like I used to get sick and it lasted me like 3 days. Mm-hmm, yeah. Now it's lasting me like 2 weeks.
Did you get the vaccine?
Yeah, I did.
I feel like that just fucked us up. Maybe, like, who knows, you know? Like, but I used to get sick once a week. And it would just get really sore throat. And then I would get a cold sore.
But I was fine when I first got, like, the first time I got COVID, I was fine.
But you had it 3 times, no?
2 times. Did I have it 3 times? No, just 2.
It was 3 the first time.
No, it's because I had the flu and the COVID back to back. So, like.
His body didn't recover.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
Yeah, you were down bad.
I was down bad. Lane was like, you okay?
You know I wrote my will.
You wrote a will?
When I first got COVID. Because I genuinely felt like I was going to die. Like, I'm no joke. Like, I've never, like, I know I exaggerated shit. But I legit was in bed and I was like, I'm going to die. And you know what? What a shame I did it.
Oh my gosh, Sebastian.
No, but yeah, I think my sickness lasts a lot longer too. But it's also sucky because I'm sick and I go to work with sick kids.
You wear a mask?
No, because it makes it hard to breathe and teach and they
and
already
the glasses will get foggy.
My glasses get foggy. Yeah.
It's annoying.
It's very annoying. Peach is peach. Peach, is peach.
It's a good song. It's a banger.
Jack Black.
I'm gonna start working at your school and become a PE teacher.
I think we're actually looking for a PE teacher. So
I should do it.
If you want to do basketball.
How much does it pay? I'll be like, I got an associate, so pay me more.
They're gonna be like, alright.
Alright.
And
I'll be like, I have one more semester and I get my biology degree, what's up?
And when you get your bachelor's, then you'll be making bank, for sure. Not bank, but like good money.
I low-key feel like just getting my bachelor's and then just going to your school and then.
I'm trying to tell you, go work. They could really use a science teacher.
I probably will. I'll think about it.
I think you should. It's be fine. You have a semi-creative mind. So I think you can definitely do a lot of fun things.
Probably. I was like, I lucky, like, I've been working sometimes and I'm like, I should just be a PE teacher. That's a life. Don't do nothing. Let the kids play and relax.
Yeah.
And drink my Gatorade.
Well, it's not that easy. You have to do lesson plans and then you have to set up.
The lesson plan is you need to run so you could increase your.
But you know what's so funny though? You have to go into the Department of Education, find a standard, and then make a 2-part objective to that standard, and then the EOP objective and the EOP standard for the ones who don't speak English, and then your sequencing of what you're going to do for the day, and then your accommodations, and then your 504 plans for those who are on 504, and then your IEP plans for those.
Well, I guess I'm not going to be a PE teacher.
What's EOP?
And you play all these nuts.
So it's EOD, ELA, EOD, P. So ELA is English Language Advancement. ELP is English Language Proficiency. And EOD is English Language Development.
Okay.
which is a pain in the ass.
Sounds like a work. Sounds a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. A lot. You really like I'm my anime videos? I'm getting PTSD. I'm like...
What? You like my anime videos?
No. Because I know your head is huge right now about it, so I'm immediately no.
I'm really proud of it.
No, me too. They're amazing. I actually watched through them.
Really?
Yeah, of course. And I go in the comments, and I love the interaction.
Yeah, I get a lot of comments.
It's a crazy. Lot of comments.
Yeah. Sometimes I piss them off because I say stuff about Naruto and One Piece. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, One Piece is better than Naruto.
The jokes you be putting in there crack me up, though.
Have you seen the parts where, like, when I say butt, I put, like, a whole picture
of, oh, anime girl? Yeah. And her big old booty in the screen? Yeah, I've seen it. I'm telling you, I watch it all.
It's funny. When I first did it, I was like, Aline, should I do this? And she's like, you know, that's kind of funny. You should do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll do it.
And it's something you like. Yeah. Like, it's growing. Should we struggle? Like, I genuinely feel like it's a really good page. How many followers do you have? Yeah, wow.
16.9.
Yeah, like, it's good.
But it's 17K.
It's really good. And I feel like it's under, like, rated. I mean, everything we do is underrated.
I think it's, like, all right.
But it's good.
It's because TikTok, for real, like, you can have a good amount of likes and then boom. Won't do, like, hella views.
I kind of wanted to do the same thing for, like, stuff that I like. I wanted to do book reviews.
Why you just said that? I feel like you should do it. Who cares?
But it's the editing, Brian. I'm not good with it. This is why I'm, like, it's just... Sebastian, I don't have time for it. It's not that it's not...
What? Oh, for my dad?
What happened?
I think it paused.
It paused?
Okay. I don't think it caught what you said because it said,
10%
the battery.
Nice, Elaine.
Is it still recording?
It's recording.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it caught, like, the book.
I'm sure it did. Yeah. But I want to do book reviews.
I feel like you should do it. Just, like, record yourself, like...
But it's just it's so because a lot of people
just do it like that. Like, they just talk and that's it.
I know, but...
And there's some things that you could do where, like, it cuts off the parts where, like, you're quiet and you're thinking.
Well, not even that, but I have a whole thing. Like, I could do book reviews and then I annotate books.
Yeah, just...
And I can talk about that.
Legit, just do what you want to do and you'll
but
get the
But it's just
views.
The time that I do that. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah, you don't have time. Huh?
Cling. Yeah.
Whenever I have to do something, I'm like, baby, I'm going to go to the other room real quick and record all this stuff. And she's like, okay. And I'll be gone for like an hour. Mm-hmm. And then whenever I have like free time, I'll do what I want to do with the anime stuff.
You're such a supportive baby mama.
She's really supportive of me. Mm-hmm. Do I support you?
No, do you feel supported by Brian?
Do you feel supported by me?
Sometimes.
Aww. She says sometimes.
I want you to do better.
I need to do better now.
I want better for you, Brian.
How come I don't support you? I get you Starbucks.
Not the Starbucks.
I get you a brownie.
Oh, well, the brownies from Starbucks are
bad. They're pretty smack. Hang on. You know this Target over here doesn't do brownies no more? Like,
really?
They don't sell it?
Look, warmed up cookies are really good too.
Are they?
Really good.
I've tried them before.
The croissants are good. Oh, the croissants. Which one? The chocolate almond or regular?
Wait,
Brian's like, damn.
I
want
to get the ham and Swiss.
Oh, that one's really good.
I never tried the chocolate
ones. They have chocolate croissants, almond croissants, and the regular croissant. And then the Swiss and ham and cheese one, which is really good. Mm-hmm. I was really mad when they took off the chorizo, the spicy chorizo again sandwich.
Oh my God,
it was really bomb.
I thought people just went to go get drinks, not...
Oh, we had drinks too. The cheese Danish are good. Yeah.
See, this is why we need you to just be, like, over here. So you can talk to Sebastian about stuff I don't know about.
Well, you know about Starbucks.
Brian likes pink drink.
The pink drink?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's gay. I don't drink that.
It's
a joke.
He wants to know if he could say that's gay.
No, we talked about this. I can't say it.
No, you said the other word.
The F word?
Oh, yeah. The F word?
Well, you can't say the F word.
I can't say the F word. Guys, I only said that's gay to get Sebastian to yell at me.
I don't know why...
You
The F word coming from straight people, and that's gay, triggers the living crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
Huh. Is it because people said that to you, like when you're younger?
No, I think it was because people would use it around me, and I was gay, but then I was kind of like...
Oh, like you're... Oh,
like
I get it.
You know what I mean?
You're doing something I don't want you to do because... I don't know how to explain it, but I know what you're trying to say.
I just don't like it. I don't like it. Yeah. Oh, that's gay. Like, I don't like it. It makes me cringe.
Mm-hmm.
And the J word in Spanish, ooh.
Oh, yeah. That one's crazy.
That word, I remember you used
it. Everywhere.
I remember you used it, and I was
me?
Like, ooh. Yeah.
I never say that.
Yeah, you called me, and you were like, you said it, and I was like, and I told you, I was like, Brian, I was like, can you just not use that word? And you're like, that's how we say it in Spanish. And I was like, no, I know. Yeah. I was like, remember that conversation? Because I remember it like yesterday. Okay. And I remember I was like, and I told him, I was straight up, I was like, can you not use that word? I was like, is it genuinely
true? It's crazy because it's like legit a word people use in Mexico.
Mexico, but it did.
It does sound bad. It sounds like how. Derogatory?
There we go.
Let's go. I'm not even an English major.
Okay. I'm not even going to argue with you no more.
It's crazy because in Spanish, like, everything sounds so much worse.
It does sound worse.
Like, puta. Like, if I call Elena, she'll get mad at me. Will you get mad at
say
me?
Say it again.
I'm not going to say it.
Say it again. It was like, you said it funny. You said it so, like, puta.
That's why I said it like that.
Like, you said it so, like, cholo. Like, I was like, that was funny. Puta. That was funny.
Babe, what if I called you that? Would you be more mad if I said puta or bitch?
I don't know. Bitch, that's pretty bad, too.
I think it depends on how you say it.
And how you say it, yeah. If, I was like,
if you say puta, if you say puta, yeah, but if you say puta, no.
How would you say bitch?
I'd be like, bitch. I remember my brother-in-law, my sister and my brother-in-law one time told me. Because I'm very like, oh, yeah, bitch. Like, bitch, come on. Bitch, get that. And I remember one time my brother-in-law and my sister were like, we don't like it when you say that to our really? Mom. And I was like, okay, I get it. I remember one time I told her, like, to stop saying something.
Well, your brother-in-law who?
And my sister.
Oh, okay.
And I remember they said something, and I told him to not say that. And then I remember my sister was, like, making a big fuss, and I was like, when you told me to stop calling you bitch as a slang word, not even, like, meaning it, I fixed it. I was like, so I expect you to do the same. Mm. You felt that? Yeah. Whoa. I get it.
You called her?
No, not her. Not her.
Tell him something.
And like, defend yourself. You know I would never do that in person. I would do it through text. Hey, yo, was something I don't realize?
So, if Sebastian calls you a bitch playing around, it's okay?
Yeah. But I would never, though. I don't think I would ever.
Like, it depends on what you say. Like, bitch,
what?
Or, like,
bitch. Nah, that would sound crazy.
Well, you fucking bitch? Bitch? Yeah, that's like fighting words.
God damn.
Yeah, for sure.
You fucking bitch.
That's like a crazy. Yeah, she said it from her chest.
Yeah, she was like,
damn, are you sure you ain't mad at me?
Is that at me or what the fuck?
Y'all don't realize how shady Elaine is.
Elaine's the shady.
Elaine is shady boots.
Let me tell you guys something.
Hey, okay.
When I do something, Elaine won't tell me right away like I messed up. She'll like say it later on. She'll be like, just like how you did that? And I'm like, I guess. What are you talking about? And it's just like, da 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 da. And I'm like, what?
I'm really confused. I'm just looking at you because I'm like, I need an example.
Give him an example, baby.
But she doesn't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're shady. Oh, damn. I almost died. You saw a slide?
Shady, huh?
Shady like a tree.
I don't think she is shady. A tree gives shade.
I'm a biology major. You don't know about plants like me.
Okay, biology has photosynthesis. I do know that plants do photogenics. Okay.
Photogenics?
Wait, what do you mean? I'm really curious to know what you mean by that.
Like shady?
By what you said about Elaine, the blah, 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 because that's all I heard.
I don't know.
So, like, she saves it for later?
Yeah, she does. She
interesting.
Does
do you really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't say nothing in the moment, but then, like, you'll bring it up like that.
Yeah, and later. I only bring it up because if I see him do something that I don't like or like that he's not okay with and he doesn't, I'm going to bring it up because he told me that it's not okay.
Like, you're a hypocrite.
You're a hypocrite.
So you call you a hypocrite.
That's why I bring it up. I mean, that's why he's referring
Ooh.
To.
Someone
sorry, Adonis.
It's okay, he's knocked out.
Yeah.
When he has his arms out like that, like a tree.
They're done?
He's done, he's knocked out.
Oh, he's so cute. I just want to...
You want
to
kill
our son? No, that's not what I
said. You don't like that?
Remember when we did 30 minutes?
You don't like that joke? Yeah, 30 minutes. I know, we've been rambling on. That's okay.
We went pretty ham.
Oh, we did go ham.
You want to end it or you want to keep going?
Do you have anything else to say? Puta.
Is that how I said it?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, like very like... You even did a little neck snap. And I was like, damn, Brian. Okay, feminine time.
Oh, I didn't want to talk about... okay. So, you know Mr. Beast, right? Yes. Okay, so he has a best friend named Carl that was in his videos for a long time. Like,
no, it's not Carl.
It is Carl. Is it? It's not Chandler. I know you think it's
Chandler. No, not Chandler. What's the other one then? The other handsome one.
Oh, no, it's not Carl. You're right.
Boom. I'm right.
Then he got me. It's because they always bring Chris. Chris, yes, my bad. Chris has been in his videos for like years, like 5 years. He's like a big part of the channel.
Well, he was his first subscriber.
I think so. I don't know, to be honest. I don't remember the history.
Well, I saw that. What
a guy. And I guess Chris, he had a wife, he had a kid. And I guess a while back, like, they divorced. They made it private. They didn't want to talk about it. And now Chris is transitioning to... Well, he doesn't know what he wants to be yet, but he is taking female hormones, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is taking that, so, like, he has more of a feminine appearance, and people are making fun of him. Isn't that crazy?
So, it started out by him changing his nails.
Yeah, he painted his nails at first, and I was like, why is he painting his nails?
Yeah, and then he started letting his hair grow.
Yeah.
And then he shaved. He does not look good without facial hair.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. What
the you thought he was handsome?
I thought he was very handsome. I thought him and Carl were very handsome.
Carl?
I think Carl was very handsome.
Carl. This guy likes white guys too much.
Damn. But yeah, I think a lot of people are saying that Mr. Beast is like uncomfortable with him.
Yeah,
have that's you what seen all the edits?
Yeah, but you know, that's how people do.
But I don't know. It's kind of weird because at a point, I do get it. Because this was Mr. Beast's like first friend. Like, he was his first friend. They're saying that he was his first subscriber when they were in high school. So, if you know somebody your whole life and then they're pretty much turning into somebody else, it's pretty much like you lost your best friend. Like, you have to learn this new person.
I think he's still the same person. It's just like he has to be careful what he says sometimes.
Well, you think so? Because when someone transitions, they're their full selves. Like, I feel like when I came out, I changed a lot.
Yeah, you did change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But like, how I act with you now isn't the same how I acted with you back in middle school.
Mm-hmm. Do you think my change was good or bad?
I hated it. I'm just kidding. It's good. No, you did good.
Okay. Oh,
it's because I looked at his face and he looked like he took it serious. And I'm like, no. Like,
no, I just got
like, I've always told you, like, I feel like before you were, like, too, like, you didn't show your, like,
you were just there.
You weren't fully yourself. You were just there.
Yeah, I was just there, like, trying not to, like.
Like, if I tell somebody, you remember Sebastian? They'd be like, oh, yeah, that guy. That's it. Now, if, like, I'm like, you remember Sebastian? They're like, oh, yeah, that funny guy, huh?
That was more than towards the end of 8th grade, because I feel like once I had friends, it was more. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, we're good. Like, audience, anything you want to say? You're in this patch, though. All
right, well.
I think we're good.
No, I think we're Gucci, guys. Oh. All right.
This is a good one.
I like
sorry
this
to cut you off. Oh, yeah, you better cover that mouth.
All right, thank you guys for listening.
Damn, I'm not even, I'm just starting to talk.
Oh, you're going to say something? What are you going to say?
He's been cutting up all the
whole podcast.
Yeah. I've been cutting him up?
Yeah.
You're like cutting him off. Can I be honest? Sometimes when I look back, when I re-listen to it or watch your videos, dude, I cut you off like every sentence. And I look at it and I'm like, damn, I must be annoying.
Now you're the main attraction. People come for you. True. You're the gay guy.
No, people come for you. You see them comments, like, you better get your mask before. I'm like, damn, y'all know it's two of us, right?
But wow, that guy's handsome.
What?
That they're gay?
Who?
That doesn't mean anything. They're gay.
What happened?
No, like,
because
I feel like
Muslims
are gay.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of them are man whores being whores.
That's what Brian is.
Aren't you a man whore?
I'm not a man whore. I was.
Yeah, you had a good couple months there.
Don't expose him. What is wrong?
Brian, you're so rude.
It was a joke. Don't take it serious, guys. Relax.
Well, yeah, I think we're good. Should we do 50 minutes? I mean, we're at literally 49, 25 seconds.
Oh, I feel like if we do that.
I was going to say that, cutting him off. Wait, let me cut you off this last one. I feel like this is a good one.
Yeah,
like it started out rocky. It started out really rough. I think I'm going to listen to this one.
Yeah. They made it sound like we were really, really awkward. So I feel like I have to listen to the first part.
I do too. I feel like we were, though.
Probably, but sometimes like I re-listen and I'm like, that doesn't sound that awkward.
I love that people literally tell us we're cringe and awkward in every video. We're like, that's literally our brand.
That is our brand.
I can't believe we're not sponsored yet.
We have to hit 100 listeners. I mean, we used to have like 82 listeners, and now we have to like get even higher.
But I feel like, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know why we don't blow up on TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's so weird to me. But we are kind of controversial on TikTok.
Yeah, it's because sometimes we say stuff that...
Sometimes we say things and I'm like, we're legit going to get canceled.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Nicki Minaj thing?
Don't bring it up.
I really felt like we were about to get docked.
Yeah.
That was a crazy moment.
Mm-hmm. Alright, you want
to
end it?
Yeah. Shout out to you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. Remember, you guys can sub to us on YouTube, the Gay Guy Straight Guy YouTube channel. We're also on Instagram, Gay Guy Straight Guy Podcast. That is my son crying. We're also on TikTok, Gay Guy Straight Guy Podcast. That's pretty much it. You guys can listen to us on any app that you listen to podcasts on or music on. We'll be on there. If we're not, message us on Instagram and I'll try to figure it out so we can get on there.
And I don't make the edits, but I do respond to comments.
He does respond to comments, so if you say anything bad about him, he'll cuss you out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye, guys.
That was a long-ass outro.